Tantor Audio presents Resisting the Bad Boy by Violet Duke. Narrated by Meredith Mitchell. Chapter 1. Glancing across the room at his guests, Connor Sullivan was pleasantly shocked to see his brother Brian arrive at the party with a date on his arm. As most everyone in his house tonight could attest, Connor wasn't used to failing. He was one of the most sought-after corporate attorneys in the Western U.S., with a courtroom reputation best described as notorious, due in part to the impressive number of times and ways he's been held in contempt for his clients. So sue him. He enjoyed the rough-and-tumble victories. He fought hard for his wins, and he did it well. But when it came to helping his little brother cope with being a widower at the age of 30, Connor had no clue who to fight or how to win. Aside from paying off a decade's worth of hospital and care facility bills from his sister-in-law's battle with early-onset Huntington's and creating a scholarship in Beth's name for youths plagued with the debilitating disease, Connor had felt useless to Brian after her death. All he'd been able to do was give him space, the only thing Brian insisted he needed, for nearly a year. So when Brian called a few months back to ask for a favor, Connor had all but tripped over himself to give him a blind, take any organ you want, yes. Turns out, Brian just wanted his daughter to have somewhere to hang out every day after school, until he could pick her up in the evenings throughout the fall term. It was hardly even a favor. Connor adored his niece, Skylar, and since he lived so close to the middle school, she'd just gotten a boundary exemption to attend. Walking over to his home while he was...